That's not really. Is that your dad with a pipe and he's about to strike a match?
Edward Bernard Lewin Hill.
What a handsome chappy.
Very handsome.
Isn't he?
And some of the photos, he actually looks Indian.
Oh.
He died age 60, I think it was.
Oh, that's too young. What of?
Cancer.
Right. And?
Oh, yeah, that's out in India.
That's out in
India.
So
my mother, father, was he Pandu? I'm not sure.
Right. We should take a photo of
my
that.
My mother.
That's your mother. Lovely. Amazing. Well, this is very exciting. Thank you. I mean, one could... oh, who's this? With his glasses on.
Oh, my
on.
Father.
It's your father with his glasses on. And that's a...
Oh, I've got his war records.
Looks military, yeah. Identity card. Yeah. Army in India. My dad was in the... Was an officer in the Indian Army in the war.
Was he?
Yeah. Didn't... He said he got bored. Very bored. Which may say more about him.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. Birth records, death records. Oh, look at this. What's this? There with a... Is that a dog? That's a dog.
A dog.
Mother?
Mother.
In India with a dog. Father with pipe again and with shorts on. December 1945.
And sometimes when you look at these old photos, you think, oh, that's what's here. You know, you recognise some...
Some bits.
Oh, my mother on a horse.
Yeah, and two dogs in a rather
India,
nice...
India, somewhere or other.
Great. Sterling Cross. Oh, goodness me. We're up at the...
Did I ever look like that?
And is that Mike?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, yeah, well, clearly you did. There's evidence.
Well, that is my sister who's died.
Right.
She used to be a dancer.
Okay.
Not like your wife. She was, in emergency ward 10, but making a bed in the background.
Okay.
All that kind of stuff.
And there's your first tooth.
Have I put that in there
your
as
first
well?
Tooth.
Oh, my God. You're
All
a
right.
servant, aren't you?
There is a bag with a tooth in it attached to this document, and it says Judy's first tooth.
I've probably got some of my hair somewhere.
There's EBL Hill's will. 1937. Oh, this is just glorious. We've slightly wandered off Roland, haven't
so
we?
So these are...
Diana, Jenny and Judy, 1950, Seaford at school.
Yep.
You were very cute.
What happened? So the
how
name...
Old,
of,
how old were you here? Sort of
oh, I
six
don't
or
know,
something?
Something like that.
Yeah.
So the name of the house was called Dai Jen Ju.
Right.
Di for Diana, Jen for Jenny, Ju for Judy.
Right.
The postman couldn't get his head around that, and he referred to us as the Indian colony because we'd all come back from India.
All come back from India. And then life in the 60s, 50s and 60s,
yep.
As a greenhouse. Tremendous. We're wandering away from Roland. Poor Roland.
Oh, yes.
You know, he started it all. We mustn't forget him. I've got this glorious photo of him from 1860s. If he died in 1879, could be. Now, there's something interesting written on the back of this photo, which we'll reproduce.
I don't know who typed that.
It says, 838 Sir Roland Hill, 1795 to 1879, initiator of the penny post. Interesting choice of word there. By John Alfred Vinter, posthumous, signed.
I had an original photograph of Sir Roland Hill and his wife, which was only about 2 or 3 inches tall. And the philatelist place in London, is it Spinks or one of those?
Don't know.
Do the stamps? I asked them how much the photograph was worth, and he said about 200, and I sold it to Jack for 180. And he said, oh, I didn't realise it was going to be so small.
So small.
But he's got it in the book.
That's a lovely photo, isn't it? You know, a serious thinking man, holding his gloves, posed. Yeah, lovely. Fascinating. Well, I might pause the recorder. And just, because we've got